to the Get Up Power Hour. Boom, 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 bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like Tyson in the first round, baby. We're swinging to win. Greatest day of your life, Thursday, July 9, 2020. Bang, bang! And here we are at 1520 WCHE for the greatest hour of radio. Say what? That's right. I'll shout out again from the rooftops. I said the greatest hour of radio when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, everything you want, everything you need to be successful, and not just these days, but all days. Yo, it's your boy, Mark Hayford, and I'm so excited. We got so much to talk about today. This is a great day. It's beautiful. I got some good news for you, Get Up Army. You are more than halfway through 2020. You have been rolling with punches, and you know what? It's only going to get better. It's only going to get better. You got 6 months till Christmas, okay? So start planning now. I like NFL jerseys, men's large. But, hey, there is so much great stuff going on today. I can't wait to talk about my new number one book, Light Up the Darkness. Went number one this week in Amazon. We'll talk about all of this. I got to get into it, and I'm so excited, man. Ooh, okay, yeah, I'm still in an iPhone. I'm still home. I'm not trying to do a mask in the station, and I'm not trying to make the board operator have to sit there in a mask. And in saying board operator, want to give a shout-out to Jack Attack, who's working the boards on 1520 WCHE. Always makes the Get Up Power Hour sound awesome. So, hey, if this is your first time listening to the Get Up Power Hour, if you haven't figured it out yet, we drink out of the fire hose here. We don't apologize. We're not asking permission. And there's a whole lesson in this. And this is what I want to talk to you about today, peeps. All right? But first of all, listen, if we are not connected yet, a couple things here. Let's connect on any social media you're on. I'm out there. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, freaking I tweet. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter. My Twitter game is weak, but it don't matter, man. If we're connected out there, let's get physical. They talk about all this social distancing. We're not socially distanced, okay? We are physically distanced. We have been more social this past year as a global community than probably ever before, and it's just ramping up more. So let's take advantage of it, and let's connect out there. And while you're out there, take those fast little typing fingers of yours and your sweaty little palms and go to www.markhayford.com, Mark with a C. And I want you to go out there because there's lots of cool stuff for you guys to check out. You can listen to all the radio interviews, all of these previous shows, all podcasting, and there you get check out, pick up, peruse through all three of my number one books. The one that started it all, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. The second one, 365 Days of Encouraging Who? You to Attack Life. That's the thought of the day book. And the brand new one. I'm talking like new car smell, shiny. Light Up the Darkness, dropped this week. Went number one on Amazon in sports psychology, which I'm going to get into in a second, because the other two went number one in self-help. So this is interesting, okay? And we got some time, so I'm not going to rush it, but I definitely want to give you some info on this. Now, if you're into listening to podcasts, if you need some daily stuff, I got you covered, okay? We got the Get Up Podcast, and the Get Up Podcast is currently on SoundCloud. However, within the next week or so, do not have a hard date yet, but within the next week or so, we're moving to bigger platforms. We're moving to Spotify. We're moving to Apple Podcasts, the Google Podcast. We're going wherever your favorite platforms are for podcasting. And that is, you know, mini versions here of the Get Up Power Hour. It's a little daily inspirational jaunt for you to kind of get a kick in the rear, get your feet on the ground, take that first step out of bed, or smash your freaking goals, because that's what I'm all about. I buy into that. And if you like audiobooks, go out to Audible, and you can listen to Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. I got to tell you about that. I got to tell you about live studio stuff, because this is crazy. There's all kinds of things happening. There's a tsunami of awesome, which is happening surrounding the Get Up Power Hour. Again, if you're just tuning in, it's your boy, Mark Hayford, and welcome to the Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE. and welcome to being part of the Get Up Army. Soldier, I salute you. Hey, I got to give a shout out real quick before we start getting into the book and all this other stuff that's happened this week. I woke up, well, I went to bed too with lots of towels and fingers crossed and woke up to a plumbing emergency. So they came to the rescue. It was a phone call, and right, and then knock at the door, and here are the boys from Paramount Plumbing out there in Downingtown. And Nick and Aiden came to the house. And you know what? They did such a good job, but there's a little bit of a soft spot in my heart because now there's not going to be a spa-like waterfall when someone flushes the toilet through the ceiling. That's not going to happen anymore. So I'm a little sad inside, but these guys did a great job. So thank you, Nick. Thank you, Aiden. You guys are rock stars. They're jobbing right now. And if you got some plumbing issues, yo, check out Paramount Plumbing. And no, they're not even sponsors. I just vibe on great customer service. I really do. And shout out to Tom, who fit me in. Because they're so, you know, they got a great customer base, man. He's like, it could be next week, but it wasn't. It was today. Thank you, guys. All right. Now, holy mackerel. So I've been talking about it for months, and this was the week. This was the week, and it took me by surprise. I was sitting next to my wife. I woke up in bed next to my wife, and I rolled over, and I said, let me just check Amazon. And I don't give the advice of, you know, the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is go to your iPhone, right? But, you know, here's the thing. You've got a book coming out on Amazon. So I want to see, you know, is it out? Is it released? Is it live? Because I'm a self-published author, and I got to tell you how that works. But I rolled over, and I logged on to Amazon. I said, you know, this thing's going to be dropping in the next 72 hours probably. And, oh, there it is, live. Light up the darkness. Boom. I'm like, whoa, it's live right now. It's real. And unlike when you are a published author, through, you know, you have, think of like an old record deal, right? When you have like a record company that would pay an artist and they retain them and represent them. Well, you know, that's great, but then your words may not be your words, and you could be edited with things that maybe you don't like, and maybe things are added that you didn't say. And I wasn't feeling that. So I really respect the self-publishing game as long as it's done the right way. But with that, it's a caveat. You know, you are your own marketing. You are your own editing. You are your own formatting. You are your own getting, you know, just everything, right? So, but you have a lot of control. And what happened was this thing comes out. It goes live. And I just didn't know what the date was going to be because, you know, it's print on demand. So through the largest retailer in the planet, Amazon, thank you, Jeff Bezos, for creating a platform for people like myself. The largest retailer in the planet, you know, it's you're going to submit your stuff. They got to approve it. And if all systems go, everything checks out, they're going to give you an ISBN, like that little long number on your book. You get the little barcode, bam, and we're live. And that's what happened. So I was pretty jacked up, man, when that happened. And that was Monday. And here's the thing. This is where I get myself in trouble because I'm just kidding. You know, I don't care. I'm not here to make friends, and I'm not here to make enemies. I'm here to just say it like it is. If I wasn't here to tell the truth, if I was here just to make people happy, I should bake freaking cupcakes. But I'm not a cupcake baker. I'm a 3-time best-selling author who's got some stuff to say, so I'm going to say it. I didn't want to sit. I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to wait around for a bunch of dudes with suits and ties drinking their lattes, scratching their rear ends after they stroll in from their lunch break, and my idea is under a pile of stuff. And if they feel like it, maybe it'll see the light of day 6 months from now. No! No. We're done waiting. We're done saying please. We're done asking for permission. We're done sitting on our hands. It's time to take control these days. It's time to take control of your life. It's time to take control of your future. It's time to create your own future and predict your own future by living life the way you want to live it and taking strides towards that. And it's not going to be easy. And as a matter of fact, the greater the goal, the harder pushback and the more resistance you're going to have. But you got to keep pushing. And I didn't want to have to wait for permission for a bunch of nobodies because there are so many multi-million dollar ideas, genius ideas, things that could change the world that never see the light of day, because the leap of faith wasn't taken. And I found it very important to get this book out. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a few minutes away from the first break, but I'm going to tell you what Light Up the Darkness is, why I wrote it, what it's about. And I'm going to do something pretty special here that I don't think any author has ever done. I've never heard it. You know, you see people that get interviewed and they talk about the overview. But I want to do something different. And first, I want to tell you why this book was written. This book was written, you know, I put out Get Up, encouraging you to attack life. I don't know if it broke a record, but it went number one in Amazon self-help within 4 hours of its release. And for that, I say thank you. And later at the end of 2018, I released 365 days of encouraging you to attack life. It dropped on my birthday, December 16th. Yes, I still like large men's size NFL jerseys. And that went number one, not in 4 hours, but the same day in self-help. And then the podcast started up, you know, and then lots of speaking events. And you know, I'm also a head football coach, and I'm a veteran in the armed forces. But I also, you know, I have my DJ gig that I've been doing for 20 years, right? And, you know, we have other irons in the fire, and life moves fast. And, you know, like I said, it's a radio show and all this stuff. And then I had all these ideas, and I said, you know what? A third book has to come out. My wife says, what are you doing? There's almost 8 billion people on the planet. Not 1% of that knows about Get Up yet. Yes, it went number one. Yes, it did what it did. But that message, people came to me and said how it changed their lives. And I was humbled. So I put these ideas down, Light Up the Darkness. But it didn't have that title, and it was a lot of framework of it. It went to editing, and my editor wasn't loving it. And then my wife, who you know, is really good at having a good eye for this, was like, maybe this sucks. I'm like, what? I'm writing the next War and Peace. How can it suck? She's like, no, it doesn't flow the same. So I'm like, you know what? I have so many other projects going on right now. We're going to pause this. We're going to pause this. I wanted this book to come out last fall. But you don't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. So I paused it to focus on the podcast, to focus on the head, you know, the team that I'm coaching, to focus on the radio show, to focus on, you know, all these other things. And then something happened. The world spun into a pandemic. And early spring, I was wide awake. I became wide awake in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m, whatever it was, wide awake. No, not anxiety, not fear, not anger, just awake. Like you'd be right now listening to me. And it hit me. I took the advice of my first book, Get Up. Get up, get to your MacBook Pro and start typing because these ideas, I was like a conduit. They just started coming to me. And bam, 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 my fingers are typing fast and I'm punching it in. And all these ideas became different chapters or keys, as I call them, different keys. And then I realized, it's so trippy, man. What was given to me is almost like this gift, this vision, this idea was a lot of the framework was already done in this previous book, but it needed to be cleaned up and it needed more fire. And it needed to be specific right now for these days and times that we're walking in. So this book, Light Up the Darkness, is nine keys that I believe can change your life because you need to invest in your most precious commodity, you. And that is exactly what this book is. That's exactly what this book is going to do. It dropped on Monday, the same day on Amazon. It went number one in the sports psychology section, which blows my mind because it's not a sports book. Although being a head coach and a former athlete myself, I do have lots of sports references, lots of pop culture references, lots of everyday references. And you're going to read that book and realize something. I'm not trying to impress you. I've never taken a formal writing class. I'm writing the way I talk to you right now. And that's what it is. So if you go to Amazon.com, if you go to MarkHayford.com, you can grab it now and you'll get it in a couple of days. And I'm going to tell you what the rest of this program is going to be. I'm up against the break. I got to piece out of here in a second for just a minute. But this is what the rest of this show is going to be. And I've never heard this stuff before. Never heard it done before. I've never heard an author come on and specifically break down a book. And I'm going to talk about all nine keys and why I think they will change your life. Got to take a quick break. You guys sit tight. Be back in 60 seconds right here on 1520 WCHE. Like an ugly shirt at a luau. You know what I'm talking about, people. This is the Get Up Power Hour. We're funky like a monkey jack. And today, right now, we are going to break down all 9 keys of my new number one best-selling book, Light Up the Darkness. And I want to say thank you so much to everyone that has supported me, that it continues to support me, that believes in the vision that I have, that shares in this mindset of positivity and getting better and investing in yourself and lifting up others. It's so important. It's so needed right now more than ever. So you are a freaking rock star. You know what? Right now, pat yourself on the back. Right now, go ahead. Come on. Pat yourself on the back. How nice is that? Yes, you're doing great, because you know what? You don't stumble onto this program and not listen to it like you're all in. You got to be all in. We don't play to not win or hope to not lose. We show up to win, baby. There's a fence and we're swinging for it. So I just talked about how I dropped Light Up the Darkness on Amazon. You can pick it up amazon.com, markhafer.com, and the thing goes number one in sports psychology in one day. Holy mackerel. And by the way, it's still trending right now, and I'm watching it as we speak live on Amazon. It keeps hovering in and out of the top 10 of another chart, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or NLP. Which is a lot of mindset. And man, it's exciting. It's an exciting week to just see how all this stuff culminates. Wow. And so the other two books went number one, like I said, in self-help. This is a self-help book. This is a personal growth book. And I want to talk about the 9 chapters, or as I refer to them, the 9 keys that I believe are the foundations of success. And it's kind of like baking or cooking or whatever it is that you're doing. You know, you can't cook whatever recipe it is and leave out a bunch of ingredients, because if you leave out a bunch of ingredients, it might be okay, but it could suck, right? Like, that cake might have been better if you added some icing on it or if you baked it with eggs. I don't know, right? So I don't bake, okay? I write. But here's the thing. All these keys that I want to talk about, this is how I've come to this. This isn't just my opinion. This is fact, Jack, and I'm going to tell you why. Over the years, when I would do YouTube shows and on this program and on my own podcast, I study, interview, and fascinated with success and successful people. We all love the comeback story, the Rocky story, right? We all love that. We all want to know about the people that have fought, scratched, crawled, come back, walked through the fire, jumped the barbed wire, did whatever it took to make it happen. And those people are heralded. Those are most of the household names that we know today, because if it's sleazy, it's easy, right? I mean, you gotta put in the work to become great. Good is the enemy of great. And to be great, you gotta go hard. So I study so many of the great ones, you know, living and dead, mentors from the past, people who are around today, people that are experts in their field, authors, millionaires, influencers, professional athletes, neuroscientists, all of them, and everything in between. I want to know them. I want to talk to them. And what I found is there's 9 commonalities, and there's some more, but I wanted to focus on the 9 main ones that I really found important that will be helpful to people that we need to be paying attention to. Because in today's day and age, you need to pour into you more than ever. Yes? Papish? Okay? You understand? Yes, of course. Yes, you're your own precious commodity. You can't save someone from drowning if you can't swim. You got to take care of you. Agreed? Agreed. High five. Okay, so what I want to do is I'm going to run through what some of these keys are, and I'm going to tell you what inspired me to write them and kind of what you can expect. This way, if you have the book coming and you're excited and it's on the way to your house, I'm going to tell you what's in it. I'm not going to ruin it. I'm not going to read it to you, but I'm going to just kind of go off the cuff here. And here's, you know, look, I'm for real, man. I don't need to study or write notes for this. All I have are the 9 keys in front of me, and I'm just going to talk to you like we're having a conversation. I don't need to prepare some big speech like I'm doing a TED Talk. It's me talking to you. This is what you can see in the book. And if you didn't get the book, this is what you will when you do get the book, because you should. And the first key that's so important, number one, here we go. Drum roll, please. That's the crappiest drum roll ever. I'm on a desk on an iPhone here doing a live radio program. The first key, get up, Army, it's mindset. Mindset. And, you know, a lot of people don't really understand what mindset is. The term is thrown around. But it's like the term awesome. When somebody goes, oh, it's awesome. Well, not everything's awesome. Matter of fact, most things are not awesome. Awesome so watered down. So's mindset. Mindset's imperative. Mindset is one of the founding blocks in success. And there's so much that goes into it. Having a healthy mindset. Being a positive person. I've spoken about this over the past couple of weeks. When we talk about positivity, people think it's cupcakes and ponies and rose-colored glasses and no, get up, Army. It's not that. Being positive means you are strong enough to walk through the fire when everything goes sideways and the wheels come off and you're not looking through rose-colored glasses. You're looking for the solution. You're looking for the way out. You're looking for the way to make it better. You believe it's going to get better. You know you fall down 9 times, get up 10. That's being positive. That's part of your mindset. Imperative. So much about perspective. And controlling your thoughts. We are all spiritual beings in these physical bodies. We have energy, so much energy, right? That's what we got. We're all energy. Put it this way, you ever think about somebody? You're thinking about them and whatever, and then bam, you get a text message from them. That's not coincidence. That's frequency. That's mindset. Your thoughts have energy, and there's powerful behind them. And if you realize how powerful your thoughts actually are, you would be very careful about the things that you think about, the things that you're plugging into, the things that you're leaning into, listening to, watching the news, all the other things that are going on, and you would guard your thoughts. You would mind your mind. In the mindset chapter, I talk about your subconscious mind. Oh, man, I could go hours on that one, but I basically break down the subconscious mind and how it works. There's two parts to our brain, guys. You got the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind does all the work, even when you don't think it does. And we talk about how to program it. That sounds exciting, doesn't it? That you can actually program your head like a computer. I talked about it last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I talked about how the National Science Academy did a study some years back, and they said the average human being has 60,000 thoughts per day, 60,000 thoughts per day. And that sounds crazy, right? But we do. We have all these thoughts we don't even know we're thinking about. Key in point, you ever commute to work, school, wherever, you get there and you don't remember how you got there because you were thinking about other things, but you were just, there's all kinds of things going on in your brain. Yeah, 60,000 thoughts a day. 80% of those are the same thoughts you had the day before. And over 90% of that 80% of the same thoughts, because we run in the same networks, same groups, same schedules, are negative. So we're talking about mindset. That is paramount. That's one of my most favorite chapters. And it's going to blow some minds for people that may not be tuned into that till you read it. So I'm really curious to get some feedback on that one. The second key that I talk about, mindset bleeds right into this, and it's attitude. Attitude is so important. You know, do you have a toxic, negative, half-empty attitude, or do you have a healthy, positive, half-full attitude? because a healthy attitude will literally, I'm not even joking about this, will literally change your life. Because your attitude is going to open or slam doors. And too many people are walking around with losing attitudes. It's crazy. It is crazy. And a lot of people don't even realize they're doing it. You know, people say to me, you know, a two-time self-help best-selling author, now sports psychology best-selling author. People will ask me, Mark, were you always a positive person? I get that when I do interviews and when I'm doing book tours and stuff. Were you always a positive person, Mark? I'm like, no. I grew up in New Jersey. Ooh, I'm telling you, like, so many people walk around and don't even realize that they just, you know, when you walk in a room, one of two things happen. You're either lighting the room up or you're dimming it. So you got to choose. Like, positive and negative cannot exist in the same space. It's scientifically impossible. So you got to be aware of the type of attitude that you have. And I give some crazy examples. And, you know, a lot of this book, I was very careful and I was very specific, because a lot of self-published authors will have this. They'll have this. They'll have a lot of people in their corner. A lot of people are excited that go, yeah, yeah, you got a great idea. Ooh, you got a great, you should tell that story. You should tell that book. You should put that out there. And they're like, okay. And then they write the book or do the video and it's all I, me, me. So I was very careful to not do that. However, there is a lot of I, me, me in the sense of I'm telling a lot of personal stories of things I've experienced, things I've witnessed. And those two first chapters come out like a freaking rocket taking off. And there are a lot of stories packed in there and a lot of examples that I've seen just on a regular daily basis of crap attitudes versus what a positive attitude, PMA, positive mental attitude, what that will do for you and how it will change your life. Now, there's 9 total keys in this book. Those are the first two, mindset and attitude. So we start off hot. Now, I'm going to take a break in a second, and I'm going to, when we come back, we're going to go into the whole back end of the show talking about the other 7 key components, the 7 keys that you need in your life to be successful, and I'm going to tell you the bonus that the book has too. So don't you guys go anywhere. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour at Pegdia. Easy for you to say. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hayford. You're the Get Up Army, and we'll be right back on 1520 WCHE. Every week right here on 1520 WCHE, we take the Get Up Power Hour and we drop it like it's hot, because you know it is, baby, just like an apple pie at a fair. And I got to tell you what happened. I ran to the John here right across from the Get Up studio in Mikasa, and I flushed the toilet and the waterfall didn't even come out of the ceiling in the second floor. So, hey, again, shout out to the boys at Paramount Plumbing, Nick and Aiden Rocket. All right. Let's get back into this. We are discussing and breaking down my number one book, Light Up the Darkness. And I'm just kind of giving you guys the layout of what it is and why I wrote it and how I wrote it and how I believe it's going to serve you. And every chapter is a key. And the key to what I believe are 9 different attributes for success. And we already talked about the first two, mindset and attitude. Before I get into the third key, I want to tell you what the bonus is. The bonus is just like the first, this book, if you read Get Up, and I'm assuming you did, or if you heard it on audiobook, and I'm assuming you did because you're listening to the Get Up Power Hour. And if you listen to the Get Up podcast, and if you know who I am because you read the book, what you can expect is Light Up the Darkness is very much in the same tone, and it's written in the same style, and it's eerily to the almost the exact same page length and everything. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, like Get Up, the bonus in between each chapter or key is what I call a rant. And the rant is just a page or two that sets up the tone of what you're about to read in the next chapter or key. And there's so many that are in here. Mother mackerel, slap me in the face, paint me blue, and call me babe. This is ridiculous. See what happens, ladies and gentlemen? You're doing live radio from your house because there's a freaking pandemic, and you don't want to sit there looking like you're about to have open heart surgery with a mask on while you're trying to do a radio show, and you're on an iPhone, and things happen because technology, right? Right. So we're back here. I'm here. You're here. That's all that matters. And we're talking about Light Up the Darkness. And we were talking, I was just cut off in the middle of talking about the third key in the book. There's nine keys. We talked mindset. We talked attitude, and vision is what I'm talking about. Vision is about understanding you don't have limits. How are you supposed to get somewhere if you're blindfolded? You just can't, right? I mean, like, well, you might, you could have a happy accident, but you're probably not going to stay there long. You're probably going to get pretty bumped around and banged up along the way. And that's important to note. Vision is imperative. And I talk about a lot of famous people that you know and their thoughts on vision in that chapter or key. And that's so important. So, you know, you can't get somewhere. You can't be it if you can't see it, period. That's what it is. That's what I'm talking about. All right. This next one is an interesting topic. And people get it a little twisted because it's so important, but people make the mistake of thinking that it's the end-all, be-all of success. And I've heard a lot of quote-unquote experts, the gurus, and the ones that are out there that you pay attention to and pay a lot of money to read their books and hear their thoughts and watch their videos. A lot of them say that this is the foundation. Now, again, I've studied many, many successful people, and I believe there's a lot in the foundation. We talked about at the top of the program, it's like baking a cake. It's ingredients. It's not one ingredient, it's ingredients. This next ingredient, as imperative as it is, this next key gets mistaken. So I'm going to talk about this. The next key number four, we said mindset, we said attitude, we said vision, and key number four is discipline. Now, I was raised by a combat-trained Vietnam vet. I'm all about discipline. I buy into discipline. I understand discipline. Discipline is a necessity. You need to have discipline in your life, because if you don't have discipline in your life, then you're not going to have a life of being successful, because unsuccessful people are going to focus on pleasing activities, but successful people are going to focus on pleasing results. Think about that. You want that body? Then put down the muffin and get on the treadmill. Well, that muffin's a pleasing activity. Mm-mm, it's going to taste good. Mmm, muffins, right? Or sweat your rear end off for a mile or two daily, repetitively. Then you can have that body. You want that money? You want that success? You want whatever it is that you want? Well, you got to it just doesn't happen by accident. You got to make it happen. And it takes steps, action steps, which takes discipline. You know, if you want to be doing things that most people can't do, if you want to have things that most people won't have, then you got to be willing to do all those things that those people will not do. And that's part of discipline. Discipline is setting an override on your feelings. Discipline is being in it to win it. And persistence is a big one for that. And repetition. And doing it when the good feeling goes away. When you committed and you said you're going to do that thing, and then it just kind of, didn't really work out that way. You don't feel like it. Maybe tomorrow. That's not discipline. So discipline is huge. We're in agreement. I do a whole chapter on that. And it's not like the Captain Obvious rattling off all, you know, motivational quotes you've heard before about discipline. It's you know, we're getting into the science of discipline. And then there's another category, another key, which is the fifth key. And it's very interesting. And we're gonna take this last break, even though we're a little shaky there a second ago. We're gonna take one last break in a moment. But before that happens, I wanna explain, I wanna set up, because there's a mini battle that's going on in the book about key number four and key number five. Because a lot of people get it twisted. As a matter of fact, I find key number five to be very, very, very important. And a lot of those same experts that I just talked about, that you buy their books and watch their videos, and we know their names, they have trashed key number five because I think it's the chic thing, the in thing to do. And I don't buy it. I think it's a lot of hot garbage. And I'm going to tell you what that key is, and then we're going to take a break. And we come back, I'm going to tell you a little glimpse into that key in that chapter of why I think it's so important.
So, hey, this is Mark.
Key number five is motivation. Motivation is so important. So you guys sit tight. This will be the last break of the show. We come back, I'm going to talk to you about key number five, motivation, and reveal key 6, 7, 8, and 9. We'll be right back. Get a Power Hour, 1520, WCHE. Shakira's hips lying and shaking at a Super Bowl halftime show, baby. Let's get into the fourth quarter of the Get Up Power Hour. Get Up Army, how you doing? Thanks for hanging in. Today's a shaky show, man. It's hard doing a radio show remote. You know, it takes a lot. The coordination, it's crazy. But you know what? We're landing the plane. We're making it happen. That's all that matters. So I'm glad that you are on this journey. And once again, I want to thank everybody that supported me and picked up this week's new number one book, Light Up the Darkness. So what we're talking about is how there are 9 keys of success. And we already talked about the first 4, mindset, attitude, vision, discipline. I want to talk about the next key, motivation. Most people think it's discipline versus motivation, and they are totally, totally, completely off base and wrong. They just are totally wrong. Matter of fact, there's a lot of public speakers. There's a lot of, lean in here, Get Up Army. There's a lot of motivational speakers that want to be known as public speakers now. Because it's not cool. It's not the in thing. It's very outdated to be called a motivational speaker. Why? Well, and I'm not going to say who here, but when you check it in the book, I put someone on blast. You've seen this person on Joe Rogan. You've seen this person all over YouTube. You've read this person's book. You know his face. This person went on record as saying that motivation is crap because motivation comes and goes. So does Christmas. So does the trash pickup. So does my birthday. It doesn't mean my birthday's crap. I enjoy it. Motivation is the extra on top of discipline. Think of like, you know, you can eat a cake without icing, and that's just boring. And discipline could be the cake. Now, motivation can be the ice cream. Now, you put that, icing. You put that icing on the cake, that cake tastes great. I.e. my football players, my head football coach, I talked about this. The football players are already disciplined. They show up to practice. They dress like gladiators. They go hard. They run their faces off. They're sweating. They're grinding. They're hitting. They're blocking. They're probably doing some of the most physically intense training that they may ever do in their entire lives. They're already disciplined. Now, when it's game day and there's an electricity in the air and you're wearing your game jersey and all the fans come out and the opponents pull up in the other team's school bus on our home field, you want to smack the stupid look off their face. Last year, they beat us by 3 touchdowns. That's not this year. That's not today. Now, when those players are motivated on top of their discipline, now it's a whole new bowl of soup, baby. Now we're cooking. Motivation is very important, and I give lots of examples and talk about some experiences in that key. The next key, the sixth key, is courage. But it's really, you know, courage when you ask to be, and I talked about this before, is that scene from Evan Almighty where Morgan Freeman is playing the part of God. And he's saying, you know, when you pray for courage, does God give you courage or does God give you opportunities to be courageous? I love that. Be specific. And then the courage chapter, we talk about hacking fear. Lots of studies, lots of info on that one. That's a lengthy chapter because it's such a crazy popular subject. And everybody has anxiety across the board. You've seen suicide rates go up. You've seen mental health and / mental wellness institutions pop up over the past decade. I don't care if you're the teenage kid or if you're the CEO, anxiety is a thing and it's real. And in the courage key, the courage chapter, we talk about tips, tricks, hacks for anxiety. We talk about how your brain works and how it breaks down fear and how you got this little walnut almond-sized cell that's in your brain called the amygdala and how the amygdala releases cortisol and what that physically does. We talk about the physiology. We talk about the science and how you can use this emotion of fear, if that's what it actually is, to your benefit. That why you gotta get into that book. It's crazy. Now the back end of the book, just like the back end of the show, there are 3 keys left that I wrote about. And again, if you're just jumping on, these are 9 keys that I believe are keys for life success. That if you want to get to the next level, you need to implement in your life. The first key, the seventh key is about being unrealistic. Being a little crazy, getting crazy with it. What the heck are you talking about, Hayford? You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a great little thing on YouTube. You can go, I don't care what you think about Arnold, you can't deny his success. Yeah, and he's got this thing on YouTube. You can Google the YouTube app. You put the app on your phone. You do it on your MacBook Pro, your Windows. You put in break the rules. I didn't say break the law. I said break the rules. And Arnold talks about breaking the rules. in there, he says, you know, well-behaved people rarely make history. And he's not talking about being, you know, breaking the law and doing all this other stuff. It's about being unrealistic. It's about getting a little crazy. It's about thinking outside of the box. You're not buying into that? Okay. Okay, yeah. You tell Steve Jobs that, the guy that created the very device that you're probably listening to on right now. You tell Mark Zuckerberg that. Because there was no social media other than that crappy little MySpace. Sorry, Tom, for MySpace. Zuckerberg changed the game. You tell Jeff Bezos that. If there was no Jeff Bezos, there wouldn't be an Amazon. If there wasn't an Amazon, I wouldn't be a three-time best-selling author. Thank you, Jeff. Tell Will Smith that, who talks about leading a life of being realistic is living a life of mediocrity. Sucks. You've got to get unrealistic if you want big, ostentatious goals. You've got to think out of the box. And then you apply all these other principles that we're talking about, and it comes together. Go deep into that subject and talk about some of your favorite, craziest people in history. That's probably one of my most favorite chapters that are written in the book, in the Keys. Because it's funny, it's fun, it's interesting, it's informative, and it's helpful. And then dig this, the last two chapters. They, like the first two chapters, bleed into each other. I believe the last two chapters bleed into each other as well. But these two keys are crucial, and a lot of people don't look at them as keys to success. They're kind of overlooked, and I think it's totally off base. It's totally wrong. The eighth key I talk about is gratitude. Being grateful. Now, I didn't say being comfortable, because being comfortable, the comfort zone is a death sentence. And I talked about in my first book, Get Up, comfort zone is a dangerous place. Nothing grows there. Everything dies in the comfort zone. So I'm not talking about being comfortable. I'm talking about being grateful. Grateful for, I mean, everything. Everybody's got something different to be grateful for. Your success, your losses, your past. The opportunity of what your future can be, the meal you just had, the meal you're going to have, the fact that you can sit, the fact that you don't have to, whatever. We need to take a look, a good, long, hard look at ourselves in the mirror, our lives, our lifestyle, because it's never perfect, and you pick. Everything's great or everything sucks. That's the perspective. But if you don't have gratitude and if you're not thankful for the things that you have, you're not going to have more of them. And that's important. And even in times like this, in 2020, there are so many things to be grateful for. This year alone, so many amazing things have happened, and everybody flows to the negative. And I want to break that mold. I'm going the other way. I will pave the path in the freaking forest, start chopping down trees like a lumberjack. We need gratitude in our lives. You need to be thankful and appreciative. Not satisfied, but grateful. And the final key, the ninth key, oof, man, faith. Faith. Because you got to have faith, faith, faith. You have to. You know, the more you start realizing that things happen for you, that things aren't happening to you, and that there's a bigger picture, there's a bigger plan. Maybe you don't understand it all now. Maybe it's not revealed to you now. Maybe you can't see it now. Your life will start to change. You know, you got faith and fear. It's very interesting. Faith and fear are two things that we can't see, but they adversely affect how we live our lives, how we control ourselves, how we act, how we talk, how we live. And faith and fear, 99% of the time, cannot exist in the same space, just like positive and negative. Law of nature. I choose faith, faith over fear, and I talk about that. And I talk a little bit about my faith, and I talk about times when I was asked to not speak about my faith. And I have no problem telling you that I'm a Christian. I'll share that with anyone. I'm happy to do that. I don't push it on people down their throat, but I will discuss it. I will tell you. And we should be emotionally mature enough to be able to hear and share different ideas and not be offended by them. If you're offended by the way somebody thinks, you need to look in the mirror. So I talk about faith. I talk about my faith. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., faith is taking the first step when you don't see the whole staircase. Well, I had some faith. I had some faith in you. I have some faith in you. I have some faith in us and what we can do together. And that's why I put out this book, Light Up the Darkness. And in a nutshell, that's what you can expect. Those are the 9 keys. That's the overview. That's the tone. And I hope it does for you what Get Up has done for so many people, what 365 and the podcast have done for people, what this show does for people. I hope Light Up the Darkness lights up yours. And I hope that you join me in making this revolution of positivity, of this betterment of self, of understanding that we got to take care of ourselves, not in a selfish way, but so we can be more giving to others. It's important. I'm on purpose. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I am in it for the long haul. I'm in it to win it. And I'm so thankful that you, Get Up Army, are on this journey with me. For the last time today, before I peace out of here, I want you guys to jump either on Amazon or MarkHafer.com and check out Light Up the Darkness, the new number one book on Amazon, number one in sports psychology. Like I talked about, not necessarily a sports book. It is talked about in there and a lot of the principles from that. And before this show airs next week, there's going to be a ton of people that get their books. And I would love next week for you guys to chime in, call in, and we can talk about it live right here on the radio. Until then, I'm peacing out of here. And I want you guys to go hard. We're not getting more time. We're not getting second chances. So get up and light up the darkness. 1520 WCHE, this is the Get Up Power Hour, and I am always in your corner, Mark Hayford.